Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 28th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30 a.m., then the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll be offering 27,850 head, including 7,800 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 9,600 weaned calves, and almost 5,000 beef dairy crosses as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website superiorlivestock.com or, as always, for information, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117. Superior thanks everyone for the great support of Bell Ringer 2021, and they invite you to check out this next auction coming up January 28th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, livestock futures today were down 40 to 60 cents on the live cattle, with February down 55 at 116.40. The April's down 47 at 122.57. June's 42 lower at 119.07. And the feeder cattle were actually only down 0.02 or 0.02 in the January, so essentially unchanged. And those will expire tomorrow at noon. It was the last Thursday of the contract months, which puts January tomorrow. It's 135.62. The March feeders down $1.40 today at 140.30. April down $1.20 at 143.25. August, September, October, down anywhere from 40 to 80 cents. Lean hogs today were up 12 in February, but down 60 to 70 on the further out contract months. Looks like the cash trade this week is going to be right in line with where we were last week. The boxed beef market is continuing to be pretty strong here. Choice is all the way up to $229.79 at midday, up 73 cents. Select at $218.77, up $1.44. That choice select spread currently is $11.02. Tomorrow after the close, we'll have a cattle inventory report, which gives us a annual inventory and the different classes of cattle, which comes out every 6 months. So that could give us some sort of direction going forward.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd annual all-breed bull sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
The grain markets were volatile as ever, with the Kansas City wheat down 4 to 7 cents, Chicago wheat into the day down 6 to 8 cents. Corn was actually unchanged. It was higher this morning. We had another sale of corn, 680,000 tons to China, following yesterday's 1.36 million metric tons to China. So back-to-back really big days. Yesterday's sale was the biggest since July. And what it shows is, even at these extremely high levels, the Chinese are still willing to buy significant amounts of corn from us here in the United States, which is a producer, a corn producer, who ought to give you a whole lot of confidence just to know that. And they say that the Chinese corn is significantly higher priced domestically than what they can buy it for here. So that's another good thing. The beans today finished anywhere from steady to 3 cents higher, about 20 cents off their highs overnight. And then, of course, the wheats were down 7 to 8 cents. And currently the cotton market looks like it's going to settle down about 87 at 80.84 in March. The December is 78.08, down 61 cents. And a volatile day as the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged, saying the unemployment rate is still worse now than before the pandemic, and there's no real clear outcome on what's going to happen. So they voted to keep those interest rates steady.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.